Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're diving into an intriguing shift in the Bay Area's hospitality scene, where Michelin-starred restaurants are using social media checks and guest data to redefine your dining experience. Imagine booking a table at one of San Francisco's premier restaurants, only to discover that, before you even step through the door, the establishment already knows your food preferences, dietary restrictions, and maybe even your favorite wine. That's because, behind the scenes, venues like Lazy Bear and Single Thread have turned to guest profiling as a new industry standard. Let's start with Lazy Bear, a flagship of personalized service in the Bay Area, where the team maintains a comprehensive database of more than 115,000 guests. It's not just about remembering a favorite dish. Their guest services coordinator methodically explores social media profiles, public posts, and tagged photos to get a sense of guests' dining habits and expectations. Staff are briefed before each meal through color-coded Google documents, summarizing everything from seating preferences to significant life events, ensuring that every touchpoint is tailored for the individual. The team leverages the open internet to enhance the sense of occasion, so much so that you might find your table scattered with favorite flowers, or a dessert inscribed with a personal message. It's all part of a meticulous preparation process, allowing staff to anticipate needs and exceed expectations, setting a new benchmark for five-star service. Now, Single Thread, another Michelin darling, approaches personalization with equally high stakes, especially on weekends where dinners can surpass $500 per guest. Here, the reservation staff go beyond names and contact details, considering public Instagram posts, LinkedIn activity, and Google search hits to craft a custom dining adventure. General Manager Akhil Shah says that the deeper the team understands the individual, the more memorable the experience can become. For Single Thread, this means ensuring the wine list matches a guest's previous check-ins, or that a celebratory note awaits if someone just landed a new job, all seamlessly woven into the guest's journey. Such efforts not only boost word-of-mouth recommendations, but also secure highly sought-after repeat bookings, reinforcing the allure of these high-end establishments. Then there's Acquarello, a veteran of the Bay Area dining scene, who's been collecting and refining guest information for over 36 years, constantly adapting to new standards for service excellence. Their system cross-references a diner's previous visits, menu choices, and even table locations with present-day bookings, all with the aim of predicting what makes returning guests feel the most comfortable and valued. This long-standing commitment to data-driven personalization has helped Acquarello uphold its esteemed reputation amid evolving guest expectations. But as these practices become more common, there's a growing sense of discomfort among some diners about the sheer volume of information collected before anyone even sits down for dinner. This raises the question, where does the line sit between delivering a truly bespoke experience and treading too far into the territory of personal privacy? Some guests find deep comfort in the attention to detail, convinced their evening will feel special because someone cared enough to remember their preferences. Others are uneasy with the level of scrutiny, wondering whether stalking their social media before arrival is crossing a boundary that should be respected for the sake of customer trust. As more restaurants follow suit, the debate over balancing stellar service with the right to privacy is intensifying on both sides of the dining room door. The hospitality sector is grappling with these ethical dilemmas, recognizing that fostering a loyal client base depends not just on meeting desires, but also respecting boundaries. In some cases, restaurants have started to seek explicit consent for certain types of data collection, but in many instances, they are still relying primarily on information that is publicly accessible. That's the paradox. As guests share more about themselves online, they unintentionally offer restaurants a treasure trove for crafting richer experiences, whether they're aware of it or not. The outcome is a service landscape that is more dynamic and reactive than ever before, but not without important questions about where personalization ends and privacy begins. Food critics and tech journalists alike are watching the Bay Area closely, noting that what begins in these Michelin-level kitchens could soon become standard practice elsewhere, even outside the world of fine dining. Increasingly, luxury hotels, spas, and entertainment venues are experimenting with similar guest intelligence processes, eager to offer the gold standard of hospitality in an ultra-competitive environment. What does this mean for the future of hospitality? For many, it means welcoming an era where every aspect of your stay or meal is individually tailored, from the welcome drink to the playlist at your table. But it could also signal the arrival of new norms for personal privacy, as businesses develop more transparent data policies, or even offer opt-out options for customers who value anonymity. These questions aren't limited to gastronomy either. They reflect a much broader conversation about the impact of technology and data on daily life. Across industries, the challenge is to strike the right balance between leveraging innovation to improve client experience while respecting individual rights and boundaries. Let's take a quick detour into how this conversation is playing out in other industries, particularly around the fast-moving world of cybersecurity and the rise of quantum computing. As more businesses, especially those in the technology sector, rely on digital environments, the need to continually protect and adapt to new threats becomes all the more urgent. Brian Witten from Aptiv points out that the arrival of quantum computing could fundamentally undermine today's cryptographic methods, putting sensitive data at greater risk if proactive steps aren't taken now. The push towards post-quantum cryptography is real, with leading experts calling on organizations of all sizes to consider how protected their critical assets truly are. The culinary industry may not face the same digital threats as a tech company, but both are united by the need to build trust and confidence with their clients in an increasingly connected world. In much the same vein, software updates like the latest Linux 6.16 RC6 target new vulnerabilities, including those in the scheduler, to help improve resilience and system performance. Meanwhile, utility software like Gparted Live is phasing out support for outdated 32-bit architectures, signaling a move toward more robust solutions for everyday users. These steps mirror the dynamics in fine dining, moving forward with technological advances while being mindful of what users value, be that compatibility, security, or privacy. Taken together, these trends reveal an underlying theme. Successful organizations, whether they're serving degustation menus or developing open-source platforms, succeed through a careful blend of personalization and protection. For Bay Area restaurants, the stakes are both practical and philosophical. How far should they go to make guests feel unique, while still safeguarding their comfort and trust? As for diners, the choice increasingly comes down to deciding how much information you're willing to share for enhanced service, and where you want to draw the line for your own privacy. Looking ahead, it's likely that industry best practices will evolve to reflect both customers' desire for customization and their rights for transparency and control over personal data. Already, thought leaders in the hospitality sector are calling for clearer privacy policies, informed consent, and opportunities for guests to review or amend their digital profiles used by restaurants and hotels. There's also a growing emphasis on ethical data stewardship, with some establishments rethinking how far they want to go with online research, favoring more direct and explicit guest engagement instead. As a result, we might soon see more visible opt-in and opt-out opportunities on reservation forms, empowering individuals to dictate the parameters of their digital footprints. On the flip side, consumers may become savvier about maintaining their digital privacy, or conversely, sharing details in hopes of enhancing their experiences. If you're a frequent fine diner or traveler, you might start noticing more transparency around how and why your data is collected, and perhaps even more opportunities to tailor what you share. Meanwhile, watch for further developments in other sectors, like cybersecurity, communications, and even software platforms, where the personalization privacy debate will continue to shape how we experience technology in everyday life. The Bay Area's Michelin-starred restaurants are setting a powerful precedent, but the implications of their data-driven approach are only just beginning to play out industry-wide. We are at a pivotal crossroads, where every new digital touchpoint prompts us to consider the benefits of tailored service against the value of our personal privacy. The challenge now is for the industry to adopt frameworks that prioritize transparency and agency for guests, while also recognizing the incredible potential technology offers for deepening human connections through food, service, and innovation. In closing, it's clear these issues will extend far beyond the Bay Area's restaurant scene, influencing technology trends, business practices, and social expectations for years to come. Whether you're a food lover, a tech enthusiast, or just someone keen on privacy, it pays to stay informed, and maybe to check your digital trail too. That's it for today's episode of Open Source News Elements, where technology, hospitality, and ethics meet at the table. Thanks for listening.